HIW Mobile.
KO4CEF.
You off work?
Off.
I was thinking it was 3:51. My little hand on my watch is kind of hard to see. I was thinking, boy, you're off work early.
Tell you what, it looks like it'd be a good, decent day for flying.
1 degrees out here, and as far as I can tell, the wind's not blowing very bad.
Ain't bad. I might have to try to sneak over there one day this week.
Heck, a bad idea. I need to do that anyway. I got some test flights I need to get done.
Yeah, man, either August or September last year since I've been to the airfield. It'd be nice to actually use my membership that I paid for.
I didn't go 3 times last year. I paid full membership, and it's a lot more expensive than a radio club.
Oh, Uli was telling me at work, Uli Bending, he was telling me the membership was down. I didn't get to make it to the last meeting because I was at the Boy Scout skiing thing, but that's what he told me today when I saw him at work.
Take a little while for it to build up all the way. I don't think it comes up right at the turn of the year. Same way with our club, same way with WCRC. It takes a little while for the lollygaggers to get in there.
I don't know. Shoot, I had my wife. She drove over to the airfield and took Larry my check on, that was probably like the 26th or something. I mean, it was getting close, and I'm finally like, dang, I got to hurry up and get him my check.
Well, I try to do all of those the first couple of weeks of December, but sometimes I forget. And then, yeah, I know what you feel like. It's like, did I do that one or not? Which one? You know, when you've got two radio clubs and two airplane clubs, and there's other things that you got to pay yearly memberships on. That's just a lot to do at the end of the year.
Preaching to the choir here, because on top of all the Christmas stuff to buy, then you got to turn around, and I got all the Boy Scout dues, and I got two boys in Scouts that we pay for, which a lot of their fundraising goes to pay most of that, so it's not a lot out of pocket. But then we had this skiing trip coming up, and this is like, oh, man, I'm tired of emptying my wallet out every time I turn around.
Easy come, easy go. It's going to be that way for, has been and will be forever.
Yeah, that's the truth.
When I learned how to invest, because that makes it a little less painful once you start investing. It's easy to buy an investment, right? There's no buyer's remorse when you buy an investment, unless it goes down.
I guess it depends on what you invest in. I do my 401k and stuff at work, but I also piddle a little bit on stocks. And I bet it wasn't a bunch of money. It's just a couple $100 on the charge point, because then I figured, you know, the EVs would do really well. But, man, if that idea didn't tank.
We diverse. Not too diverse either. Everything in moderation.
Yeah, I've kept it spread around, and I've just kind of slowly whittled it down. I got tired of filing taxes on it, so I'm hoping I don't have to file any this year, because I bought the stocks last year with what little bit of money I left in my account, and charge points just been going down since then. So it's like, well, it's either going to rebound or I'm going to lose it all at this point. It's going to be one or the other.
Lose until you sell, and you don't pay taxes until you make money when you sell. So that's an upside of investments. And I don't sell very often. Everybody keeps saying nobody ever went broke taking profits, but when you got money working for you, it's hard to take that working money and, you know, let it off the hook.
Every sale I've done, you know, through the years has been kind of like, man, do I really want to do it? And a couple of decent choices. But like I said, I've always piddled in it the last couple of years. I don't know, maybe 5 years or so. Just kind of piddling in the market just a little bit, see what I could do, if I could make it a little bit of money. But that was the last one where I kind of got it down to the end, and I was just going to kind of call it quits. And I just threw it at charge point to see what it would do. And It went the wrong way. So like you said, till I sell it, I hadn't lost it, but it's just sitting there, just the balance just keeps going down.
Same thing with Forex trading. I actually bought stock in a Forex trading company. and because I was using it to do foreign exchange trading. And that thing started going down, down, down. And then some bad articles came out about the management. And then all of a sudden it came out that they were cheating their customers. And I did notice that as soon as I would buy some, it would change and go the other way. And I'd sell it real quick, so I only lost pennies. But, you know, it's like, this doesn't make sense. And then it came out in the news, and my investment in their stock, I lost it, but I didn't lose much on Forex. That was a lesson learned, a painful lesson learned.
I've had a couple of those where you just kind of choose the wrong thing and it just goes sideways on you, but you just try to get out while you can. But I figured I'm going to ride this one out. I've done a couple that way and made it back and done a little better, but, you know, sometimes even if you go long, it don't matter. It just ain't going to happen.
During the financial crisis in 2006, 7, and 8, I remember before that crisis that people said, people that make money when they buy when others are selling and they sell when others are buying. I think it was Warren Buffett that said that, but I couldn't be 100% sure. So I said, okay, this is a financial market. This is everybody selling, so it's time for me to buy. So that's when I jumped in and I learned how it works. And that was pretty good because one of them I got very shortly after that was NVIDIA. And it was, you know, in the single digits, how much it cost per share. And it's split about, I don't know, 3 or 4 times and gone up like 3,000%. So that was pretty fun.
I had an NVIDIA for a little bit, but it was, you know, it had already started gaining back a decent bit of value. I mean, I made a little bit off of that. But see, what I work with a lady, she does shorts and she just swears by them. But I can't quite wrap my head around it enough to where I'm willing to roll the dice and gamble that much. You know, even though they say there's plenty of shorts where you can, you know, not have to worry about losing it, I just ain't taking those kind of chances.
I don't want to lose more than I invest. When you're shorting, if they go up really fast, when you're shorting, you can lose more than you invested. When you're investing, you can lose what you invested, and that's as much as you can lose. Anyway, I'm at my first stop at Walgreens. I got to jump out and drop this package off. If you're still there, when I get back, I'll pick you up while I head over to Staples. W4DJW.
I might still be here. I got a few more minutes before I hit the house. But if I don't talk to you before you get back on the road, you have a deal with 73KO4CF, and I'll be standing by.